What's up, donkeys? Happy Friday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV in Richmond. Appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country with that Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company. The Junkies looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit CropMetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, June 27th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. And Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir. What's
good
up?
Good morning.
We made it to Friday.
Were you out on your porch looking for the Thunder Boomers? I know you're a big weather watcher.
No, we were actually at dinner when the storm came through Ashburn. And it stopped pretty quick. So unless it rained again when I was sleeping, I don't know if we got another storm after that. But no, I didn't. I wasn't on the porch. I was inside a restaurant having dinner.
Did we get any big storms in Montgomery County? I don't feel like. I mean, I felt like it rained a
little
bit. I
wouldn't call them storms. I saw some heat, lightning, and some drizzle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not huge. But I guess it broke the temperatures because it's supposed to be in the 70s today after the intense heat that we've had all week.
I think for the next couple days, right? I think.
Good. We need it big time. But yesterday I did the IDM podcast with Shorts and Othello.
Nice. It was in your backyard.
I mean, Shorts lives, you know, half mile from me.
Sure, he was thrilled to have you over.
You could be a frequent guest then.
Have you guys done the show at his house yet?
No.
Or done the podcast?
No. I don't anticipate.
He said they want to change things up. They want to start doing it in person. So they don't want to do the Zoom thing.
With their guests?
Well, either with the guests or with us. But I don't know. I said, good luck getting Bickle out to Ashburn in your basement. Yeah. But they said it was going to be an hour. I was there an hour and a half.
I feel like they're not even doing the show regularly. Are they doing the show regularly?
I think so. Twice a week.
They said Tuesdays and Fridays.
They are? They're doing it Tuesdays and Fridays? Okay, good for them.
From his basement.
Uh-huh.
By the way, Chris Lingenbach, Blue Shorts, is out of work. Doesn't have a job.
He's got a baby, too.
Stay-at-home mom's got a wife. I met them. Very cute wife. Very cute kid. 5 months old. Olivia. But he's got no job. He hadn't worked in 3 months.
I last saw him at Honor Brewing when we had our appearance for the NFC Championship game.
Right.
And that didn't go the way for the Washington Commanders fans that were there. But saw him and he was hanging out. That's the last time I saw him. I don't know if he was jobless at that point, but I know that his wife was about to have the baby now.
He's a smart guy. If you need a writer, someone to misquote you and write a snarky column, he's your guy.
He went from writer to working in construction for a while.
I know.
He was in construction management, yeah, but he wants to get back into social media. So he said, hey, can you throw it out there? I said, you know what, sure. So
he has that snark, like that deadspin like snark.
Yeah.
If you're looking for that.
Yeah.
I mean serious.
But
there is something to it.
He's been driving for Lyft.
Yeah. Well, at least he's making some money.
He ain't making that much.
Did he tell you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he needs a job. So if you want to reach out to Matt and Matt, he gave me his Twitter, but I don't know where it is. It's somewhere on my phone.
Just reach out to somebody.
Chris Lingenbach, I believe.
Right.
But
reach out to the boys behind the glass.
Yeah, reach out to Matt and Matt.
Yeah.
I think those guys do the show
tonight
quite often. Oh, you're doing it tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. At his house?
No, they're coming to my place.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, it's a traveling circus.
Yeah. No, it's definitely going to be a circus tonight because I'm bringing my kids.
Oh, really? So that's the thing. So he's got, so obviously Drabby's got twin girls. Othello's got two girls, 5 and 3, and Shorts has a 5-month-old daughter. I think Othello's bringing his kids too. I think it's gonna be romper room tonight when you guys
it
are
might be.
This.
Oh, great!
He might be bringing his kids.
I think,
yeah, probably because I said I had to bring mine. So good. I'm glad he's bringing his.
I think he is. I think he told me that.
The daddy daycare over there.
Daddy daycare. So it was fine. We just talked about life.
Did they get you? Did they piss you off and ask you questions about your mom or anything?
No, we just talked about life. And
Eric has venom for Shorts.
Me?
Yeah.
I do not. I like Shorts, actually. I like him as a human. I don't understand his humor, but I like him as a human being. I don't know what else to say.
It was fine. It was just a little long.
I like him as a human being, as a living, breathing human being.
Tonight, with those guys, it's going to be 2 hours. Those guys are going to talk for 2 hours.
We're driving?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk until one of my kids starts crying, and then I'm going to leave.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Could be 4 minutes.
I guess.
You can't leave the kids with the wife?
No, she had prior plans.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Anyway. Yeah,
but anyways, if you need a lift, just contact Shorts.
Yes.
Need a ride.
Yes.
So podcasts aplenty, because you got Bit Season, and you're promoting IDM. And, of course, you can listen to the Sports Junkies podcast wherever you download your podcast. Enter the term Sports Junkies.
Right. I think I mentioned on the air that I did Kimes podcast a couple days ago. If you want to check that out. That was fun to do. So check that out. Just follow Kime on Twitter.
So you had the second round of the NBA draft last night. I got to admit, didn't watch it. I saw that the Wizards drafted Jameer Watkins.
Didn't they trade out of their pick or no? Am I crazy? I thought I read that.
They had traded one of their second round picks. Remember we had that whole debate about the second round pick?
They had the 40th pick and then they traded it to New Orleans. So if you look on the actual draft list, it probably says they took the Micah Peavy from Georgetown, but that was traded to New Orleans.
But they had another pick that they actually used.
They had the 43rd pick that they used.
Yeah. Okay, good.
And that's when they took Watkins.
Watkins, who's from Florida State. He's actually a little bit older. He's like an old head.
Well, because he was at VCU. I remember watching him at VCU a couple times. I don't know if I watched him at Florida State, but he was at VCU first, and then he transferred to Florida State. So he played 4 or 5 years college hoops.
We're going to have Will Dawkins, the Wizards GM, on the show a little bit later.
Oh, good.
I saw that ESPN put out their grades, and they gave the Wizards a B-.
I saw that, yeah. I guess they're not that happy with the Will Riley pick. I don't know. They got to be happy with Trey Johnson pick.
I don't think they love the Trey Johnson pick either.
Oh, geez.
Well, I mean, I think they're okay with it.
Well, you know what? I saw that they gave the Mavericks a B, and they got Cooper Flagg. These grades are so dumb.
Yeah.
I put zero stock in the grades.
Yes, I mean, of course.
Zero.
What this guy wrote was, I was skeptical of Trey Johnson as a top 5 prospect because of his poor defensive metrics and low 2-point percentage. Outside that range, his potential as a shooter justifies the pick. And then he does say, yeah, Riley went ahead of where he expected, and Watkins is about to turn 24 in July. But anyway, Will Dawkins is scheduled to join us coming up at 8:25, so we'll talk to the Wizards GM. You know, we had that poll yesterday. I thought that was pretty interesting as to which rebuild you believe in more, whether it is the Nationals rebuild, which has gone on longer with Mike Rizzo. Mm-hmm. Now, it's already produced some stars like James Wood, C.J. Abrams, and Mackenzie Gore, all from the Soto trade. And then you've got the Wizards rebuild, which has been going strong now for 2 seasons. It'll be entering the 3rd season. And it was basically a 50-50 split. I haven't checked. Let me check right now. I don't see where it ended. But it was basically right down the middle.
Well, I said right away when you threw it out there, I thought it was a good question. I kind of lead towards the Nats for some reason. But yeah, I could see you could make arguments for either side.
We'll get into it a little bit later in the show. Like I said, Will Dawkins is going to join us, the Wizards GM. Also, Mark Ein's going to be on the show, Commander's minority owner and chairman of the Mubadala City DC Open, as we talk a little tennis. Always good chatting with Mark Ein. Mm-hmm. That's coming up at 9:40. We've got some stadium news to get into a little bit later. It never goes away. Why doesn't the city council, if we were part of the city council, here's what we would all have.
Pass, pass, pass.
We would all have a rubber stamp.
Yeah.
So we will get into that coming up at 7 o'clock. If you want to get in touch with us, you can always hit us up at 1-800-636-1067. That's the number for the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza is a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can also hit us up on Twitter at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.